This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular. They talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office says 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigamme Township was searching for his dog yesterday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from the shore on Lake Michigamme. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try and rescue the dog, but he fell in himself and then could not get out. A sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog was then rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. And that comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. Health officials continue to stress that the risk to the public is low and that the U.S. food supply remains safe and stable. Commercial milk remains safe and available because pasteurization, a high heat treatment, kills the bacteria and viruses. But there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That is what's prompting officials to warn consumers about the known risks of consuming raw milk. Six people arrested after a stolen car crashes into multiple garages, a Westland cop car, and a light pole. 18-year-old men were charged, four children apprehended. Westland officials say they were called about 2:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, April the 11th. When police arrived, they said they saw a stolen white Kia Optima trying to flee, but it crashed into multiple garages, and that caused a lot of damage. An officer got out of his car, but the Optima sped directly at him, forcing him to get away to prevent getting hit, police said. As a matter of fact, the Optima struck the driver's side door of the patrol vehicle where the officer had been standing mere moments earlier. Another officer saw the Optima and tried to pull it over, but it fled and led police on a pursuit that ended when the driver crashed into a light pole in the area of Ford Road in Central City Parkway. The 15-year-old Detroit girl driving the car ran away, and she was arrested after a short foot chase. She was taken to the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Facility. Three other children, including a 12-year-old Detroit girl and a 13-year-old Detroit boy, were taken into custody and turned over to their parents. Criminal complaints were forwarded to the Wayne County Juvenile Court, officials said. James Hayes and Kahari Thomas, both 18 of Detroit, were charged with receiving and concealing stolen property. They were both given $10,000 personal bonds and must wear GPS tethers if they get released. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, do make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.